The Gemara talked on Amud Aleph about the history and the episode of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila being mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. Now it's interesting, this Gemara is actually mentioned in two places. It's mentioned in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Tal Amud Aleph. It's also mentioned in Masechtas Yuma Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis. Truth is, if you go through both Gemaras carefully, there are some nuances that differ from one Gemara to the other. But this is something that the Gemara talks about in two different places, slightly differently, but this is the inyan, that the Chachamim, they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says that after they were mevatel the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, they said, you know something? This is obviously a Shas HaKosher, right? Continue davening. Let's try to chop a little bit more. So they said, let's go and try to daven a Yitzra Daver. Bo Rachme, and the Gemara tells the story. Rashi says, what does it mean they were davening for Yitzra d'Aveira? Shel Arayas. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Arayas. The Gemara says Aveira. Stating that, Rashi says, Aveira means Arayas. And the truth is, there's so many Gemaras where you find that the Gemara says Aveira, and Rashi and the Rishonim all say that Aveira means Arayas. And really, there's a klal gadol in the Svarim. Stam Aveira is Taka, Daver of Arayas. If you want just one very, very clear Maramachim, the Marshon is Chedushi Agodis, and Mesechtis Shabbos, Taflamid Gimel Amid Aleph. Kol Averis Stam, Dekomar Bechol Mokim, He Averis Nos. It's a Marshon, and the truth is all the Svar Maktoshim say this in many different places, and it's based on Gemara after Gemara after Gemara, and one of these Gemaras are right here, Mesechtis Sanhedrin, Taf Samach Talad Amid Aleph. The question is why? So I found in the Torah from Agoyin, Rav David Yoyer Weisschlita, in a few different places he talks about this, and he offers two mahalchim. The first mahalch is, if you take a look, this is just very interesting, at the Targum Unkelis, on the Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, it says, V'lo yire v'cha ervas davar, V'shav me'acharecha. Says Unkelis, on the word, V'lo yire v'cha ervas davar, V'lo yischaze bach aveiras piska. The Targum Unkelis teaches the word erva as averas. Says, take a look at the Targum in Mishle on the pasuk zevach rishoyim toyeva af bezima yivienu. Zok Targum divcha derashiye mirachaku mitul. What does it mean? Af ke bezima yivienu mitul de baversa maisile. The Targum of the words nus is avera. That's actually the origin of the word. Right? The word, what does Aveira even mean? It means Erva. That's what it means. And that's why Stam Aveira, L'chaira, Al-Pi Pshutei Shal Mikra, maybe is Erva. Because at the end of the day, we use the word Aveira loosely. We use it being Oiver, right? That's what we're using. But the truth is, look at the Targum. The Targum on the word Erva, the Targum on the word Zimos, you see this already on the, does that mean that's the Pshutei Shal Mikra? Maybe the Targum is being Mefarish and not based on the Pshutei Shal Mikra. Well, what came first? Right? The chicken or the egg. That's a pun. Right? What came first? Did the Targum come first, or did this idea that Stam Aveiras ever come first? But either way, it's a Hafel de Getzushta where you find the Targum in a few different places. But then he says something else, which is Mamish Hafel of a fella, and this is going to segue us in Be'ezus Hashem to the first Chumash here in Parshas Noach, which is right around the corner. And that is, you know, Parshas Noach begins. I mean, we now again begins. Elo told us Noach, Noach is tzaddik, Tomim hoya b'day roisav, Esro likim is halich Noach. And then the pasuk says, Vatishoches ha'aretz lifneho Elohim. Vatimolei ha'aretz chametz. Rashi says, what does it mean vatishaches? Loshen erva v'avodah zarah. K'moy pen tashchison hashchis kol basar. So whenever you find the word hashchasa, it means erva v'avodah zarah. The Maral, in his Gur Aryeh, his Pirush on Rashi al ha-Torah, says as follows. He says that what's the oimek? What's the oimek that hashchasa always means erva v'avodah zarah? The nirems. Picking it up in the middle. Machloi nikra hashchasa rak erva v'avodah zarah. Mipnei sheyetzahara hamesis ha'odim l'ra. Einoy ela b'shvil eil. The yesh yetzahara la'arayos. The yesh yetzahara la'avodah zarah. Ki di isa b'masechtes yuma daf samach tes. Ubeperek chelik, which means perek arba mises bezin. Ubekama duchtei amru tre yitzra hava. Yitzra da'avodah zarah. The yitzra da'arayos. There are these two yetzaharas. And being that the Yetzirah is one of these two, since for that reason, these two things are the things that are called Hashchasa. And Rav David Yoel brings that the Maral really talks about Zohar Svarim. He goes through every single place that the Maral talks about this. And that is really, the Maral says, all Averas in the world can be divided into two groups. There are the Averas that fall under the category of Avodah Zarah, and then there are Averas that fall under the category of Arayas. Everything is either a toldo of Avodah Zarah, or it's a toldo of Arayas. Rav David Yoel said, Mistama, that's the Oimik in the Pasuk that says, Le'susura achrei levavchem ve'achrei einechem, which the Gemara says, levavchem is minus, einechem is Arayas, and what does it say afterwards? L'mantizkur, it's come. Because really, if a person's not going to have Avodah Zarah, he's not going to have Arayas, then you're good to go. Because really, all the Tariq mitzvahs, everything is a told on some level. It's an anaf of these two Ivonos. There's the Ilan of Avodah Zarah, there's the Ilan of Arayas. As I state in Maral and Gur Aryeh, right in the beginning of Parshas Noach, and really as I state in the Maral in Etlecha Pletzes, the Seder of W.O. Lefize Yesh Lemer Hafla Vavela. It comes out that really, if you want to look at an Avera, Beshrosha, there were two Averas. There was the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah, Yetzar of Arayas. The Eitz of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says they were mevatel. So if they were mevatel, the Eitz of Avodah Zarah, so then by process of elimination, every Avodah Zarah is going to be, every Avera is going to be Avera of Arayas. So he says, that's why every Avera today is known as Avera d'Arayas. Stam Avera is Arayas. Because really, the Avodah Zarah dig Averas are Miklash Kalish. Because we were mevatel the Eitz of Avodah Zarah. So what are we left? We're left with Arayas. Stam Avera is going to be Arayas. Either way, the Divrei Pi Chachim Chayin, he says this in a few different places in his forum.